from the BBC with Johnny Bryan coming up.
Here's Perini, delayed, shoots and scores! Sunderland, incredibly, lead at Stamford Bridge. That could do the world of good for Sunderland in their bid to try and stay in the Premier League, but have Chelsea blown their hopes of winning the Premier League title?
Another twist in the Premier League title race as Jose Mourinho suffers his first league home defeat as Chelsea manager. Novak Djokovic takes a break from tennis to recover from injury ahead of the French Open, and Lewis Hamilton is on pole for Sunday's Chinese Grand Prix. But first, we begin at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea's Premier League title hopes have been dented by bottom-of-the-league Sunderland, as they lost by 2-1. The loss is the first Premier League defeat at home under both reigns of Jose Mourinho. Chelsea took an earlier lead through Samuel Eto'o, but Sunderland replied through Connor Wickham, and then a controversial penalty late in the game, scored by unknown Liverpool striker Fabio Baroni. The BBC's Alistair Bruceball has more.
The key decision came late in the game. Azpilicueta sliding into a challenge on Altidore, making slight contact with his foot. Dean pointed straight to the spot. Fabio Baroni, on loan from Liverpool, then helped his Anfield teammates towards the title with a coolly taken penalty, and in the process gives Sunderland a real shot at staying up. As has been the case all season, Chelsea didn't convert their chances. They also had a couple of legitimate penalty claims turned down, but equally Ramirez could have been sent off in the first half for swinging an arm into Larsson's face. So many talking points, but the bottom line is it's advantage Liverpool at the top, and Sunderland are still in there fighting at the bottom.
Baroni may have given his parent club Liverpool a huge helping hand towards the Premier League title. Here is what Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho had to say after the match.
First of all, congratulations to my players, because they gave everything, they tried everything, they left everything they have on the pitch from the first minute to the last minute. Secondly, congratulations to Sunderland. They won 3 important points for them, doesn't matter how and why, but they won, so congratulations to them. Third, congratulations to Mike Dean. His performance was fantastic, I think a really amazing performance, so congratulations to Dean. And finally, congratulations to Mike Riley, the way that he organized things this season, referees doing really well according to the objective, so congratulations also to Mike Riley, and I have nothing more to say.
Gus Poyet said that he hopes the win will give his side hope, despite the fact they are still bottom of the Premier League table.
Well, apparently from the moment I said that we needed a miracle, things changed for us. You know, I think it's a way that the players, they keep believing. You know, we've been in a bad spell, we've been in a position where we couldn't win games, playing well, deserving to win. Sometimes you need something special, unique, and we've done it in 4 or 5 days. Now it's not finished, we're still there, it's still a big fight, but we've got the possibility.
Sunderland are now 3 points away from safety. They play Cardiff City, who are also trying to avoid the drop next Sunday. At the top of the Premier League table, Liverpool are 2 points clear of Chelsea on 77 points, having played 34 games. They face Norwich on Sunday. Chelsea are second on 75 points, having played 35 games. And Manchester City are third on 71 points, having played 33 games. They face West Brom at the Etihad on Monday. Elsewhere, Tottenham have dented Fulham's Premier League survival hopes with a 3-1 win over their London rivals at White Hart Lane. Second-half goals from Harry Kane and Younes Kabul put the game beyond doubt after Fulham had scored through Steve Sidwell. And Spurs manager Tim Sherwood said it was an important 3 points as they remain in contention for qualification to the Champions League.
It's good 3 points for us. You know, we know that at this stage of the season, whoever you're going to play is going to be a tough game. You know, everyone's fighting for their lives down at the bottom. Everyone's got something to play for. And I felt that watching the game, it didn't appear to be that the Fulham's need was greater than ours. You know, we wanted to win that game today, and we actually managed to do that in the end.
Crystal Palace's great run of form under Tony Pulis continued with a 1-0 win over West Ham. It's their 5th win in a row and the 12th win since Pulis took over. Crystal Palace are now safe in 11th place, and Tony Pulis praised his players for their performance.
The lads have been absolutely fantastic, and to keep it going today, when we played Everton on Wednesday evening, didn't get back home till 2, and we played Everton on Wednesday evening, didn't get back home till 2, half past 2 in the morning. And for the lads to have such a quick turnover and put the performance that they put in today is just wonderful.
In today's other Premier League games, Newcastle lost their 5th game in a row after conceding an injury time penalty in a 2-1 defeat at home to Swansea. Aston Villa and Southampton drew 0-0. And Cardiff and Stroke drew 1-1, so it's, as you were, at the bottom of the table. In Europe and in France, Paris Saint-Germain won France's League Cup on Saturday, beating Lyon by 2-1 to secure the first leg of a likely domestic double. Edinson Cavani was the match winner for Laurent Blanc's side, scoring both goals. In Italy, Juventus remain on course for a record-breaking points haul as they closed in on the Serie A title with a 1-0 win over struggling Bologna on Saturday. A 64th-minute goal from Paul Pogba was enough to give the Turin side all 3 points and to take them to 90 for the season. In the Bundesliga, champions Bayern Munich recorded their first league win in four after securing a 2-0 away win at bottom of the table, Eintracht Braunschweig. And in the race for the Champions League places, Borussia Dortmund extended their lead from third place Schalke to 6 points after beating Mainz by 4-2. Tennis, and world number two Novak Djokovic says he will not play tennis for some time to let his injured wrist heal after losing to Roger Federer at the Masters in Monte Carlo. Djokovic, the defending champion, had struggled with a sore wrist all week and lost 7-5, 6-2 on Saturday. He said he won't need surgery as he has not ruptured the ligaments, but may miss the Madrid Masters and the Italian Open, his scheduled warm-up events before the French Open, which starts on the 25th of May. On court, it'll be an all-Swiss final in Monte Carlo, as in Saturday's other match, Stanislas Wawrinka beat Spain's David Ferrer 6-1, 7-6, and he will play Federer on Sunday. To Formula One, and Lewis Hamilton took his third pole position in four races this season with a stunning performance in qualifying at the Chinese Grand Prix. It was a wet qualifying session, but it was Hamilton who took advantage, as the BBC's Jack Nicholls explains.
Having claimed pole in every wet qualifying session so far this season, Hamilton had reason to be confident when the heavens opened in Shanghai. The wet weather was costly for others, though, with McLaren's Jenson Button and Ferrari's Kimi Raikkonen unable to get through to the pole position shootout. Hamilton looked imperious throughout, ending up 0.6 seconds quicker than Daniel Ricciardo's Red Bull, who will line up in second. In an improved weekend for Red Bull, Sebastian Vettel will start behind his teammate in third. Championship leader Nico Rosberg will start fourth, having made mistakes on his last two qualifying laps. But a dry race is expected tomorrow, which should see him become Hamilton's main rival.
In cricket, Peter Moores has been appointed manager of the England cricket team for the second time. Moores left in 2009 after falling out with the then-captain, Kevin Peterson, but has been described by ECB manager-director Paul Downton as the outstanding coach of his generation. The BBC's cricket correspondent, Jonathan Agnew, says he will come back to a much-changed team.
The team that he's inheriting now is very different to the one that he had earlier on. Far fewer senior players now, some of whom I think made life quite awkward for Peter, of course. We know that Kevin Peterson, for instance, this is why Moores left his job at first time around. Peterson effectively wants to move out the coaching staff, including Andy Flower, and bring in people that he wanted. And that's why all that ended in the tears that it did. Well, this time, England are pretty much rock bottom in the doldrums. They've got to have new young players, you know, fresh faces and everything else, ambitious youngsters who are going to come in and work really hard alongside the coach. And that's much more of an environment, I think, that Peter Moores will enjoy.
Snooker and reigning champion Ronnie O'Sullivan progressed to the World Snooker Championship second round with a 10-4 victory over Finland's Robin Hull. The Englishman, seeking a sixth world title and third in a row, dominated the morning session 7-2, holding off Hull in the evening session to take the win. He'll play Englishman Joe Perry or Scotsman Jamie Burnett in round two. In golf, Lee Westwood carded a 71 to reach 14 under after the penultimate round of the Malaysian Open, but it reached 14 under after the penultimate round of the Malaysian Open, but his four-stroke halfway lead has been reduced to just one on day three. Westwood, seeking his 13th win in Asia, will have to hold off Andy Sullivan, the 27-year-old from Britain who has yet to win on the European Tour. He moved into second place on 13 under after a 66. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day, but that is the latest world sport from the BBC.
Document